We are now up to Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, and that's what we'll be doing. Sif Aleph Lach Gmar Kol HaSuda Ochlim Imatzah HaShmura Tachas HaMapa. So after the Suda, at the end of the Suda, before benching, we have matzah from the matzah that was put away, Tachas HaMapa, that was hidden. This is the Afikomen Kezayis. Kol Echod, everyone has it. Zecher lePesach hanechol al hasova. It's a zecher to the korban Pesach that was eaten after the meal. The Mishtabura says that it's best to eat two kezesim. One is a zecher to the korban Pesach. The other one is a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with it. Now, we talked about the fact that the Mishtabura later tells us that we double the shiurim whenever there's a question of a daraisa. Now here, Meikar Adin, since you already ate a kezayis matzah with motzi matzah, there's no reason to double the shiurim. However, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us to eat two kezesim, so we have two kezesim for drabanon, that means two small kezesim, which ends up equaling one kezayis daraisa, which is a good thing anyway, because there are shittas in the Rishonim that the Iker Mitzvah Achilas Matzah is the matzah at the end of the Suda. The Mishnah Berurah points out that women are chayev in the Afikomen no less than men are, and they have to be careful. Says the Mechaber now, the Yochlenu Beheseba, you're supposed to eat it reclining, V'lo Yivarech Olav, but you don't make a bracha on it, we're in the middle of the meal. Now, if somebody ate it shalo beheseba, so the halacha is that you should not go eat it a second time. And the Mishnah Berurah's lashon here is im kasha olav achila. If it's difficult, if it's difficult for you to eat it again, then you don't have to eat it. But otherwise, you should. Now, first of all, in the Sharetzim, he points out that the reason why one would do it over again is because the sheet of Rashi and the Rashbam is that the Ikra Mitzvah Sachilis Matzah is this one, so it should be eaten Beheseba. However, if you're already done eating altogether, then you can't eat the Afikomen a second time, that the Mishnah Berurah taught us before. Here he must be talking about where you're still eating, but you just finished your kezayis and you don't feel like having a whole other kezayis. So if it's difficult for you, you can be somach and rov rishonim that you were yotz to the mitzvah of matzah with the matzah at the beginning of the suda, and so long as you reclined at that point, you were yotz. Says the Mechaber now, v'yezor lo'ochlo kodem chatzos. One should eat the afikomen before chatzos. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Pesach is only eaten until the Korban Pesach was only eaten until Chatzos. As a result, and this is Zecher LePesach, so it has to be eaten before. Now, furthermore, let's say someone didn't have his Haggadah took very long, and he didn't start eating, they didn't wash, and it's already almost Chatzos. So you have to make sure to at least have that kezayis, because according to many Rishonim, you're not yotz in the midst of matzah altogether after chatzos. It has to be during the zman of the Korban Pesach. Now, lemaisa, it's a suffix in the Rishonim if you're yotz b'dieved. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't eat matzah and it's already chatzos, you can no longer make a bracha v'al achilas matzah. The same thing with Rabbanon. Excuse me, the same thing for Morer. Morer too, after chatzos, one could not make a bracha v'al achilas Morer. So the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if you start the Seder and it's late at night, what you should do is have your matzah and morah before chatzos, even if it means that you're going to have the Haggadah after that. And then you can eat the rest of your Suda after you have your matzah and morah. Now the Bir Halachi explains that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, midoraisa, the carbon pesach can only be eaten until chatzos, and the Gemara says that matzah is compared to carbon pesach, and as a result of it, if midoraisa you cannot be yotza the carbon pesach after chatzos, you cannot be yotza matzah after chatzos either. Rabbi Akiva is cholik, and Rabbi Akiva holds that you can eat up until alos hashachar, and the same thing goes for matzah. Now, as a machlokas rishonim, if the halachas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah and the Itur, the Azrua, the Mishnah Berurah brings all these deis. They paskin the zman achilas matzah is kol alayla. Whereas there are other Rishonim that hold that you're not Yotze after Chatzos. He brings Rabbeinu Hanano, the Smag, and so on. Lemaisa, he therefore says that it is a suffix, and therefore you cannot make an alachilas matzah on it. Now the Bir Alach at the end brings another daya that there are Rishonim that hold that even according to Rabbi Akiva midrabbanon it is usur to eat after Chatzos the Korban Pesach, and therefore. With regard to matzah, we would be left with a suffix. It could be that even though when it comes to the Korban Pesach, you're not supposed to eat it after Chatzos midrabbanon, maybe on matzah, if you didn't eat yet, you can still have after Chatzos. Halacha lemaisa. If someone didn't eat matzah at all till after Chatzos, he should eat matzah to be yotza the dais that you're yotza, but he should not make a brach on it because of suffix brachas of the Rishonim that hold that you're not yotza after Chatzos. And with the Afikomen lechatchilu, you should try to eat it before Chatzos, and b'dieved you didn't, you can eat it afterwards. There's the famous daya of the Avnei Nezer, where the Avnei Nezer wants to say that he wants to say that what you could do is eat the. Let's say you're in the middle of your suda, and Chatzos is approaching. So he says that what you can do is eat a carbon eat your afikomen al tanai. That means what you do is you eat your afikomen and you say, if the halacha is that the carbon pesach that and therefore matzah could only be eaten until chatzos, I want to be yotza my afikomen now. If the halacha is that it can be after chatzos, then I will eat an afikomen later. Now then you can continue. You would have to stop your suda until Chatzos, and then after Chatzos, you could resume your Suda. Now, the big kasha is obviously, if you've eaten the Afikomen, according to the daya that it's only until Chatzos, if you've eaten the Afikomen, the halachi is emaftir nachar pesach Afikomen, you're not allowed to eat your Suda after the Afikomen. Says the Avnei Nezer, how long could you not eat for? He wants to say that the Isser Achila is only so long as you still have the Zman of the Achilas Korban Pesach. There's no Isser Achila past the Zman Achilas Pesach. So he says, if the halacha is that Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos, then you only cannot eat until Chatzos. So he says, make your Tanai, eat your Afikomen, say that if the halacha is that Korban Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, so you want to be Yotza the Afikomen now, wait until Chatzos, and now resume your meal. If the halacha is that the Korban Pesach can be eaten until Alos HaShachar, so you don't want to be Yotz Afikomen, and you can continue eating anyway. So Sach HaKol, what you do is you refrain from eating from that Afikomen until Chatzos, and after Chatzos you can resume eating and then eat a second Afikomen at the end of it. Not everybody likes this Eitzah. Their claim is that according to the Deya, that Mida Araisa, the Zman is the whole night, and Midrabbanan, the Zman is only until Chatzos, and the same would apply to matzah, if we'll say that, then even though there would be an Isser, even though you would have to have the Afikomen before Chatzos, there would be an Isser Achila after the Afikomen till Alos HaShachar, since Midaraisa, the Zman of Achilas Afikomen is all the way till the next morning, till Alos HaShachar. So there are different minhagim with regard to it. Some people are just not makpid altogether on Chatzos and would rather have a longer Haggadah, and other people are makbid, and yet others make the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Says the Rama, V'yaktim atzmo shegam ha-halal yikr kodem chatzos. The Rama says that even the halal should be before chatzos. The Mishneh Berurah says that includes the bracha after it. It should all be before chatzos. Now, lemaisa, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that this is only lechatchila, and certainly you wouldn't cut your Seder short in order to make halal before Chatzos, unless you're not going to severely affect your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Siv Beis, Im Shachach V'lo Achal Afikomen, V'lo Nizkar Ad She'Notol Yodav. Someone didn't eat the Afikomen, and he already washed Mayim Achronim. O She'omer Havlon Nevarech, or he said, let's bench. So the halachi is in such a case, normally, if you say that and you want to have more food, you have to make a bracha on it. It's considered a hesach hadas in your suda. Not so lela seder. Ochal afikomen below birkas hamotzi. The halach is that you don't have to make a motzi on the afikomen. The reason being, since Hashem was mitzava us to eat an afikomen, or Chazal were mitzava us to eat an afikomen, then it's as if I relied on the das of Chazal, or better yet, in the Lashna Gemara, I am being somach on the Shulchan of Hashem, and he told me to eat the afikomen, so my hesek hadas was not a real hesek hadas. Vimlo niskerat shabirach birkas hamazon. What happens if you didn't remember till after you benched? In niska kodem shabirach bar pri agafen, if you remember before you drank the kol shel bracha, yitol yodov yivarach hamotz viyochel afikomen viyachsu yivarach birkas hamazon yivarach bar pri agafen viyishda hakos. So what you should do is then wash again, say make a motzi, eat the afikomen, and then you bench ala kos and you drink that, you drink the third kos. What happens if you don't remember until after you already drank the kos, the third kos, the kos of Birkas Hamazon? Lo yochol afikomen. You should not eat the afikomen. V'yismoch al matzah she'ochol b'toch hasuda she'kulon shmur sein mishas lisha. You rely on having eaten matzah during the meal, because all of our matzah is at least guarded from shas lisha, that they made sure that when they needed it, that there was no that it did not become chametz. What's the problem? The problem is that if you're gonna bench again, you're gonna need another kos, and you're gonna end up being mosif ala kosis. You're gonna end up having an extra kos. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that since our minig is that Birkas Hamazon, we bench during the year without a kos, then there's a more pashut eitz, and that is that if you already benched and drank the kos, wash, make a motzi, eat the afikomen, and bench again, this time without a kos. Because you were yotz and kos shlishi with Birkas Hamazon. Meaning, this whole halacha was only a problem if you hold Birkas Hamazon to una kos. But since we are makel all year long, that benching doesn't need a kos, you could be makel here as well. Now, as far as being somach on the matzah you ate during the meal, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, but you ate other foods after that, what happened to him after Yonachar HaPesach Afikomen? But Lamaisa, even though you broke that Isser, but Yevid, you are Yotze. Says the Machaber now, Aval b'mokem shenogu lasa shimur lematzis mitzvah mishas k'tzira. For those of us who are machmir, and that is generally the case, that for the mitzvahs of matzah, we eat dafka matzah shmura mishas k'tzira. Afil lo nisker ad achra ahal yitl yod v'yivarach hamotzah v'yochal afikomen. So what do you do then? You can't rely on what you ate during the meal, because if during the meal you ate matzah that was not shmura, and now you're makbit to eat matzah shmura, so you weren't yotza the afikomen with your non-shmura matzah. So here you'd have to wash again and bench again. Hagav yasav yivarech alakos, vein lochesh masha mosav alakosis, and you have no choice. You're going to have to go in and be mosav alakosis. Now, lemaisa, and this halacha would be true even if you only remembered after halal. You'd still. Now, lemaisa, our minig generally is that we have shmura matzah for our regular matzah as well. If for those who are makbid only to have shmura matzah anyway, so you'd be somach on the matzah shmura that you ate during the suda, then you wouldn't have to wash again. But once again, one can always rely on the dais that you can bench a second time without a kos. No, there's no problem of mosav alakosis. Says the Ramon now. V'im nevar afikomen yochol kazayis echad mimatzah shmura acheres. So the halacha is, and if you lose the afikomen, you can use any matzah, so that if someone hid the afikomen very well and now doesn't know where it is, you can be yotza with any matzah shmura, with any matzah, if you're makbedan shmura, and that's enough. Meaning that even though lechatchila you're supposed to be eating the matzah that was tzofun, that was hidden, lemaisa, you can eat any matzah and you'll be yotza with that.